नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
Hours after former Maldivian President Mohammad Nasheed requested India to send an envoy and intervene in the ongoing political crisis in the archipelago, the External Affairs Ministry issued its first official statement on the situation. We are disturbed by the declaration of a state of emergency in the Maldives following the refusal of the government to abide by the unanimous ruling of the full bench of the Supreme Court on the 1st of February and also by the suspension of constitutional rights of the people of Maldives, the ministry said in a statement. Not indulging in cryptocurrency, but the Indian government is quite keen on adopting the blockchain technology and using it in digital certification of education degrees. The government plans to first put to use the technology in a trial project at IIT Bombay starting 2019. Tuesday was a morning of dips and tanks for the Indian stock market, which has been witnessing its worst fall this year. With major reasons for the dip still persisting, more blood is expected on Dalal Street. Indian investors lost around ₹4.95 lakh crore amid sell-off in the broader market, where the benchmark BSE Sensex tumbled 1,275 points or 3.6% in opening trade. So did Indian markets crash? News 18 brings you an explainer. 2 weeks ago, when governments and economists around the world were warning against the potential bubble in cryptocurrencies, an expert had predicted the market crash. Read about him on News 18. By calling the Karnataka government most corrupt, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shifted the poll agenda from Hindutva to development. But most BJP leaders in Karnataka are wondering whether this will work in the poll-bound state. Amid opposition's hue and cry over budget allocations, RSS chief Mohan Bhagwat has begun his 10-day long visit to Bihar with an aim to expand the organization's base and task each Swayamsevak to reach out to every rural household of North Bihar before the next Lok Sabha elections. According to official communication by RSS regional secretary Mohan Singh, the Sar Sangha Chalak will interact and deliberate on the possibilities of agricultural modernization and cow rearing. But insiders have a different story to tell. The Supreme Court has said that drastic measures are required to cut long delays in deciding criminal appeals and contemplated a time frame for wrapping up non-heinous cases within a time limit. Delhi BJP Chief Manoj Tiwari has requested the Home Ministry to boost his security cover to Z category on grounds that the existing detail proved inadequate during an alleged attack on him at Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's home and in view of his campaign to visit states. In a major move, the All India Muslim Personal Law Board is all set to introduce a new clause in its model Nikahnama or marriage contract, where the groom will have to pledge in writing that he will not give instant divorce to his wife. The AIMPLB is scheduled to engage in a detailed discussion on triple talaq in a 3-day long plenary starting February 9 till February 11 in Hyderabad. The board is expected to finalize its roadmap for the protection of Muslim personal laws. Both the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party as well as the opposition Congress have claimed a landslide victory for themselves in the 1400 Gram Panchayat elections in Gujarat. The elections that were held on Sunday had a record turnout, although just a tenth of the total 14,000 Gram Panchayats in Gujarat went to polls in this round. Tensions are soaring along the line of control. Since the beginning of the year, at least 11 Indian soldiers have been killed in cross-border firing by the Pakistan Army. The latest exchange of fire happened in Rajouri, in which 4 Indian Army men, including a captain, were killed. 5 years after the Muzaffarnagar riots, the two communities of the region have decided to give up their differences and amicably sort issues. The recent Hindu-Muslim panchayats in West UP are an example of the improving relations, leaving some political leaders worried ahead of the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. The family members of Chandan Singh, who was killed during clashes in Uttar Pradesh's Kasganj district, met UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath to demand martyr status for the deceased. Agree or disagree? If the 16th century Shakespearean lovers died merely because they belonged to two warring families, the mindset of men has unfortunately remained stuck in a time warp. They continue to chase, chastise, humiliate and hurt a man and woman if they happen to hail from different castes or religions. The reason can be just about anything. Even the fact that a couple in love happened to be born under the same gotra, a feature we in India have been witnessing with horror. Gautam Bhaskaran writes why schools and colleges should teach the value of personal choices so that adult education in villages and towns brings about winds of change. But for all this to be effective, Khap panchayats need to stop interfering with what has to be seen as the freedom to choose and live with a partner of one's choice. Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore is gay to begin with. It is settled fact, and yet it will not be explicitly apparent in the upcoming Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them sequel. This, like most things, has upset the internet, and when the internet gets upset, even J.K. Rowling, creator of The Wizarding World and screenwriter of the upcoming movie, is not immune to its ire. But what exactly do you want Dumbledore to do in this movie to prove his gayness explicitly? Should he dress, speak, and act flamboyantly? Should he be extra flirty with other male characters? Should he discuss how he has to keep his sexuality under wraps because it is sometime before 1945 and he's a teacher at a co-ed boarding school? On Reel. Kamlesh Nagarkoti is that one name which is on the lips of every Indian cricket fan right now, after India's title-winning campaign at the ICC Under-19 World Cup in New Zealand. Check out News 18's selfie interview with Kamlesh Nagarkoti.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.